family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Hello, family. VT, man, you're just dropping jewels and gems. My name is Peter. I'm from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm at Mombasa today. And quite often, whenever I get a window, 30 minutes, I get to tune into the podcast, and it's just absolutely amazing. Beautiful body of work, encouraging, really appreciated. What I wish I knew when I was 22, which I'm just looking at the ocean, getting ready to get for an interview, and I was meditating, and it's just what I needed. Time takes time. Secondly, fallen heroes. From grace, or grace, not judgment. Very deep message. My mother passed on 2 years ago. She was called Grace. Couldn't have hit home any deeper. Grace, not judgment. Boss, keep up the good work. We enjoy it. Tuning in from Kenya, always tuning in and supporting and rooting you. Can't wait for the videos.
Hey Vusi, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. My name is Lilian Okado. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in business for myself for the last 17 years. And I've also been following you for a couple of years, I think since 2020, 2021. And, you know, I listened to a recent one you had on the stages of development. Now, what struck me about this podcast was the fact that you talked about the way we tend to look at life in terms of peaks and troughs and highs and lows. And I want to link it to, in 2018, I had a bit of a financial situation with my business and I really had a tough year. And just before that, I'd had a couple of years of really a good time business-wise, career-wise. And when 2018 happened, I felt like, my world was falling apart and everything. And I've kind of been stuck there. So when I was listening to your podcast, it occurred to me that I may have been stuck in this thinking that I'm in a trough. And more recently, in the last couple of weeks, I've also been having a bit of challenges work-wise. And I've also been feeling very strongly that I need to get out of this trough. But right now, when I think about what you talked about in terms of the fact that I may not be in a trough, but more so possibly needing to move to another level of development, another stage of development. So you have no idea how that has really been so soulfully releasing. And I just want to say thank you, and thank you for the good work you do on your podcast, and we'll keep on listening all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you, Vusi. Bye.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there. Now, anybody here who doesn't know that song is called Georgie Girl, and I'll tell you why I just sang it. So I want to say about 15 years old, and I'm in the boys' choir. And I got to sing lead. And that was the song I got to sing lead to, Georgie Girl. 2 years later, I'm competing at the World Championship in public speaking. And there is this gorgeous, gorgeous girl, true story. And she's from Perth in Australia. And she's got these long, long legs. She's got this long, lush blonde hair, these sparkling green eyes. She looked absolutely perfect. Her eyes were so sharp that every time she looked at me, she looked through me. She had these equally plexed, beautifully flexed, crisp white teeth. And, but I mean, the most gorgeous smile you have ever seen. Every time she would look at me and smile, her cheeks would like get flushed with emotion. I can still remember that look. And her name was Georgia. Georgia was the very first girl I ever dated. True story. 17 years old, there I was in London, England, competing at the World Championship in public speaking. And I got myself a girlfriend and her name was Georgia. Ah, you know, Mandela's been so good to us to give us the freedom to enjoy the fruits of the freedom. It's been very nice. It's been very, very good. And years later, I traveled again to Australia and went to visit Georgia in Perth. In fact, I was living in Australia then. I went to visit Georgia in Perth and got to spend some time. And of course, Georgia had now taught me the little trick, you see, about how to move around other, so we say, cultural groups. It's been my trick ever since. I've been really, really talented at this. I've been so good. Filipinos, girls from Portugal and all over the world. I've just been so blessed to have truly, truly tasted the true fruits of our freedom. Now, what does this have to do with our podcast today? Hold on, let me start again. Hello, family. Hello, family, and welcome to this, the VT Podcast. And here we talk about ideas that matter. Beautiful, beautiful testimonial there from my sister Lillian, who joins us all the way from Nairobi in Kenya. Lillian, jambo, habari. Thank you so much for those beautiful and kind words that you've shared with us. Lillian helps me actually talk about what it is I want to talk about here today. What do you do when you're feeling stuck? And I think a lot of us feel stuck because we're in our heads all the time. But not just this, it's how do you push yourself to exist in a new environment and in a new space? For me, it was traveling the world and meeting amazing people. This is why I started with a story about the beautiful and gorgeous Georgia Henderson. I must tell you that by the following year, I was dating this beautiful, beautiful Canadian girl called Colette. And she was in South Africa on an exchange program. And she was short. I'm a tall guy. And she was short. And every time her and I would hug, her head would be just below like my sternum. You know, when you're a guy and the girl is below your sternum. That's very important in life. Now, if you don't know what a sternum is, go to Google and Google sternum. Her head was just below my sternum. And I stood in my 6'2" look with these broad shoulders, you know, and I'd give her a hug and I'm feeling fine. Listen, let me tell you, vanilla and chocolate never look so good. We look good. I mean, really good. I am a child. I think one of the worst things you can do to yourself as an adult is just take yourself too seriously. Over the years, and I don't mean to profess myself to have been free, but over the years, I've had the incredible grace of experiencing people from all over the world and all sorts of different cultures. And that has been the grace of allowing myself not to feel stuck. So, a few years ago, life dealt me life, and I found myself stuck in the moment and stuck in the shame of that moment. You know, one of the things life does, right, is when life deals with you, it deals with you in the quantum of your gift. In other words, for the other person, life will give them challenges equal to their gift. And for you, it'll give you challenges in proportion. And you'd be forgiven for sitting on the one end of life and going, this isn't fair. How come so-and-so only has to deal with this, but I have to deal with a plethora of issues, a multitude of what so-and-so has to deal with? It's true for those of you that are in a close group or in a close-knit relationship with friends of yours, people you grew up with, went to school with, have known for your whole lives. You ever notice how they will have one problem and you'll have like 30? They will deal with a small issue and you'll deal with a gargantuan issue. And what you don't understand is, how can life be so unfair? I've got news for you, and the good news is this. Life isn't fair, but life deals you the challenge in proportion to your gift. In other words, the greater the challenge, the greater your gifting. Now, when you're experiencing the challenge, let me tell you, it doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel like this is the proportion of your gifting. But one of the things I've learned living, staying, working, and working out in the gym is I notice this. If I'm working out and I'm at the beginning of a particular program, so for instance, we're getting ready and we've got this title time of October for the year. I'm going to be on stage at a mega platform in October this year. Myself and my personal trainer, as well as my nutritionist, have already come up with a program of what I'm going to look like. So what they've done is they've gone, when is our stage date? And they're working all the way back. In other words, Vusi needs to peak on the day and the week of the stage. So his program, his supplements, his replacement therapy, his food, everything is gearing up to that stage. You know what that means? It means that we work on the way up to that. As a consequence of this, the weights I did last week were heavier than the weights I did prior. The weights I'm doing this week will be heavier than the weights I did the week before. The reason this is, and you know it if you're working out, is as you flex and you work the muscle out, the tension in the muscle, the strain, the burn, literally builds the muscle fiber and the muscle becomes stronger, tauter, and is able to handle more weight. But you don't just go into the gym and lift the heaviest weights. You've got to gradually work your way up. It's true too, Lillian, for the challenges we face in our lives. I stopped complaining about the problems I had in my life when I realized that those problems were introducing me to the new me. Ooh, so powerful. Let me just talk to you a little bit about this. This is our theme for the week, the new you. The new you is the person who's at the other end of the you that you used to be. But listen to this. The new you is the person who's at the other end of the you you long for. Some of us long for the person we were in the past. You long for the body you had in high school or varsity or college. You long for the innocence of youth that you've long lost. You long for the deeper relationship with your God that has dissipated because you've lost your way. You long for the relationship you had with your friends and your loved ones as you had it a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You long for the person you used to be. And what the universe is saying, what I believe, what God is saying to you is that's who you used to be. Now meet the new you. The new you, the smarter you, the wiser you, the older you, that new you is a stronger version of the you you used to be, because even though back then you might have had something, you didn't recognize the value of what you had because you couldn't. You didn't have the experience, the wisdom to understand your gifting. And so life deals you the challenge not to rob you of who you used to be, but to reintroduce a new you that still has the same gifts, the same talents, the same abilities, same networks, same relationships. But now you have something only time can buy. Now you have experience. Now you have wisdom. And so how do you feel unstuck then, Lillian? I was stuck. I was on the front page of the papers being accused of a crime I didn't commit, the one and only Vusi Tembegwayo. And each and every single one of my enemies stood at the other end of the riverbank chanting, "We told you so." They attacked me from all sorts of corners. There was not a single thing about me that wasn't said. The Vusi of old, the perfectionist Vusi, the perfect Vusi, the guy who's always in that perfectly chiseled black suit, the guy who's in that perfectly chiseled body, who speaks the perfect English, lives the perfect life, and is perfectly presented so. And let me tell you, it wasn't that I was manufacturing that. That's genuinely who I am. If I do something, I'm going to be the best at it. You know it to be true. That's why you tuned into this podcast. And all of a sudden, that perfect Vusi had a blemish. All of a sudden, my armor had a chink. There was a blemish in the picture. There was a scar on the perfect face. And for the longest time, I was angry. I was upset. And I was angry and upset, not because of anything, but the fact that I could not rewind that. I couldn't take it back. It doesn't matter what I do and how I show up, that Google result is always going to be there. And so, like most of us who feel stuck, I was stuck. Stuck in a moment. Stuck in a season. Stuck looking back at pictures of who I used to be. Stuck reading articles of who they said I was. Stuck looking back at this perfect picture that my life was. And angry that I could not go back to it. But there is a good news here, friends. And here is the good news. The good news is that our Lord and Savior humbles you so that he can exalt you. The good news is that whatever deity you believe in reduces you so that it can increase you. And the reason you are reduced so that you can increase is this. You see, the perfect Vusi, the old Vusi, that Vusi was perfect for his own sake. He was good for his own sake. He was full for his own sake. This new Vusi is perfect and good for the world. Those experiences bring to me a sense of wisdom, understanding, and depth that only that experience could have given me. So today, I'm able to sit with people who are imperfect and have a sense of grace. Today, I'm able to sit at the other end of people who have been dealing with life and with whom life has been dealing and have a sense of empathy and understanding. I get it. I get what it's like to be the one whose phone call doesn't get answered. I get what it's like to be the one on the blacklist and you don't get invited to those events anymore. You ever gone from being the headliner and the event winner at all the events to all of a sudden not even being on the guest list? I get it. And nothing in you has changed. You're the same person. You're still doing the same stuff. But what has changed is the world's perception of you. And you feel stuck. I completely get it. What I didn't recognize was that I was being shaved of my ego. And today, multitudes of wealth later than where I used to be, steps farther than where I ever could have gone, I am wiser, deeper, more intelligent, and definitely more experienced. Today, I have a sense of more empathy and more understanding with people. I give more grace. Today, and this is so important, don't forget this, I am more rounded a leader. Because I understand that people aren't perfect. I understand that human beings are fallible. And because I have had to give myself grace, I know how to give others grace. So you're feeling stuck. What should you do? First, acknowledge the feeling. Acknowledge the emotion. Don't say, this will fade, I'm just not feeling good today. No, you're genuinely feeling stuck, and that's okay. Second, take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, is the person looking back at you different to the person who was there before that moment of being stuck? And what you recognize is you're exactly the same person. Same core beliefs, same good values, same deep love for humanity and others, same need of wanting to give and wanting to give back. You're the same. The only thing that has changed is the PR. Do you know why PR is called PR? It's called public relations for a reason, because that's how we relate to the public. It ain't private relations. The reason companies write a PR statement is because that's how they want the world to see them. They know that that's not who they are inside. And so these moments of feeling stuck force us to really dig deep and ask, but who am I? And have I changed? Or am I the same person? Once I recognized that and I was out of that, let me tell you, wild horses couldn't bring me into shame again. Today, I speak about those experiences and I proclaim them. Today, I'm able to speak at a men's conference and say to other men, here's what I went through and here's how I experienced it. Do you know how difficult it is to be a man in need when you are the superhero in everybody's life? Do you know how difficult it is to be the one who needs love when you are the one for whom nobody offers it? Do you know how difficult it is to be the one in need of care when you're the one constantly caring for others?
You're the one nobody phones and says, are you okay? You're the one nobody texts and says, have you eaten? Everybody expects of you to be okay. You are Superman. But you're not okay. And what I have learned over that experience is that was okay for me not to be okay. But more importantly, I also learned the most amazing lesson of time and wisdom. When I was 9 years old, my father lost everything. He bet his entire life and our family's assets on a business, and the business didn't work out. The bank came to repossess the car. They wanted to take the house. My parents were destitute. We had to leave our home and go live with our grandfather. It was a terrible, terrible time. Do you know what I remember the most? I remember the most how prior to my father losing everything, he was the most popular man in town. After he lost everything, nobody remembered him. It's the old expression, when days are dark, my friend, friends are few. And I recognized that what had happened to me was an amplified lesson of the same way. It was God asking me to ask of myself the question, who's really your friend? But like, no. Really. See, because when I was winning awards and standing on stages and proclaiming stuff, everybody was my friend. No, when you're declaring year on year 100%, 200%, 300% growth in your business, and you're hitting record levels of dividends, and you're buying companies, and you're having huge success, and traveling the world, and writing bestseller books, and selling 6,000 copies a day, and all of the success, everybody's your friend. But here's the problem. In the glare of the spotlight, when everyone is your friend, that means no one's your friend. If everybody is for you, then nobody's for you, because that means you stand for nothing. And so what I learned over this time was that what I was being taught was to chisel myself down. It's the beautiful Michelangelo expression. Michelangelo is asked about the statue of David and how he came up with such a masterpiece. And Michelangelo says, the angel of David was always in the stone. It was simply my job to set it free, one chisel at a time. The better you is already in place. It's simply your job to set it free, one chisel away from the ego at a time. You see, our ego, our personality, and who we pretend to be in the world, the public relations, that's the block that we are. And what life is forcing you to do, Lillian, is to chisel down to your true bare essence, to your authentic self, to set your own angel free. In this season, friends, we're called on not just to be perfect, but to be people constantly a work of progress. In this season, family, we're called on not just to be people who are asking for grace, but to be people who are gracious with others. In this season, friends, we're called on not just to be people of emotion, but people of empathy. People who can reach across the divide, touch another soul, and say, I know it looks bad right now, but I get it. I've been where you are. I've experienced what you're experiencing. And I don't know how that ends for you, but I do know this, it will end. Because as sure as the sun must rise in the morning, so too your troubles must end sooner or later. Lillian, here's why you're stuck. You're stuck because you're trying to be Lillian 1.0. And the universe is saying to you, Lillian, meet Lillian 2.0. I hope you can get a sense that this comes from a good place, and it comes from deep in the belly of my gut. You know, as I've gotten older and as I've had these experiences, I learned to appreciate the stillness of the old. I learned to appreciate the wisdoms of those who've come before us. I recognize that my grandfather would sit in a meeting of the family and be the last one to speak, not because he had nothing to say, but because he'd had the wisdom of time to learn that wise people speak less and speak last. They listen more. I've learned over these experiences to be more gracious and more empathetic. Because if the universe can turn and judge the perfect son, it can turn and judge anybody. So, here is your homework for the week. Find one person that you had written off, one soul that you had said no more, the one person that you judged without understanding what was their lived reality. Pick up the phone and phone them, and extend the hand of grace. Far be it for us to ask of our own sins to be forgiven when we don't have the temerity to forgive others of theirs. Far be it for us to preach to others when we ourselves aren't perfect in private. If you're feeling stuck, you're only stuck because you're looking in the rearview mirror. The season is calling of you to look in the windscreen, look forward, look ahead, and understand what life has in front of you. Because let me tell you, the best years of your life are in front of you. Your future is not in your past. It's in your future. So build it. Start now. Move forward. Be courageous. And as you deal with others, be gracious. Whew. What an episode. Friends and family, I hope you've enjoyed that. What an incredible episode. Please hit us up and send us your own voice notes about your own experiences of how you felt stuck and where life dealt with you and you didn't think you could ever turn over that page. Let's be human for a little bit. Tell us about your own imperfections and the struggles that you're having. Let's share with each other for a little bit. Let's turn this podcast into a true moment of elevation and revelation. Let's not pretend to be perfect, but let's be what we are. Human beings in progress, constantly evolving, constantly learning, constantly growing. In this moment and in this season, that's what we're going to be called for. To be better. Not just for ourselves, but to be better for others. Hit us up. Send us your voice notes. +27 81 505 7667. That's +27 81 505 7667. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media.